the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
Many years ago, when I was a baby DJ, my first job was in Mobile, Alabama. Why? Because they would hire me.
They gave you a microphone.
Yeah. A friend of mine says, call Bernie Dittman. He owns a station in Mobile. I says, he got a job opening? And I went like that. And he said, he's always got a job opening. Which means, he, you know, for some people found him difficult to work with.
Well, yeah.
I got along with him just great. Mm. And so I called him up and I said, you got a job opening? I sent him a tape. And so I called him back a day later. He said, well, we got to wait for your tape to get here.
The good old days when you email it to him.
Mail a recording tape to him. So he called me back and he said, yeah, we got a job for you. And so that was it. I said, how long does it take to get there? He says, where are you at? I said, I'm in Columbus, Georgia, just getting out of the Army. Being discharged here at Fort Benning. He says, got the short hair and everything. And he says, well, it should take about 6 hours. I said, I'll see you tomorrow. Wow. He said, wait a minute, don't you want to know how much the job pays? I said, tell me when I get there.
Good for you.
That's how it went.
Wow.
Anyway, that's where I was working when I ran into Jimmy Buffett.
And he was...
Jimmy's from a little town just outside of Mobile, and he was just getting started. Like, I was getting started as a DJ. He was just getting started as a singer.
Right.
He had a guitar, and he was a folk singer, and he was working at a coffee shop.
A coffee? What were you doing? You don't even drink coffee.
Not I.
Yeah, what were you doing there?
It was a coffee house, not a coffee
okay,
shop.
Okay, well, what else? What were you doing
there? So what
there?
Happens there?
Well, they said that's where all the... ladies were going.
you were snooping.
Anybody in the bar business knows if you get the women, the guys follow.
Right.
So anyway, Brad Blanks had a chit chat.
Yeah, no, this was at South by Southwest Festival, Austin, Texas.
Yes.
He's in a movie, Scott. He's in a movie called Beach Bum with Matthew McConaughey.
Wow. Very cool.
And Brad.
I saw actually saw a trailer for that.
It's hilarious.
It's really hysterical.
It's hysterical, yeah.
All right, so
Jimmy Buffett. Jimmy Buffett, how are you, mate?
I'm all right. Is he watching this?
Yeah.
Okay. He's not on the golf course?
No, I think he is, actually.
Scott, it's a whole new career that you had nothing to do with.
Jimmy Buffett is now an actor. Can you believe that?
Yeah. Part-time. No, this is no big career move.
Right. How do you go with dialogue, memorizing lines?
They're like songs.
Really?
Yeah.
You can do it all right?
I do it. Yeah, I can do them like songs.
So how do you go? How do you and Matthew McConaughey roll together? What sort of atmosphere do you create?
I knew him from mutual friends we have in Austin, and then working with him, he was a consummate pro. We had a great time. He never went out of character, though, which was kind of fun.
Does he know how to relax? Like, in your opinion, what are your tips for relaxing as the world gets wilder?
As the world gets wilder and everything, make time to get away from it all. And, turn off the news a lot. Turn the news off and go someplace else.
How's your summer coming along now? New York?
New York, yeah, we'll be at Jones Beach in August.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Can you tell me that moment when you met Scott?
Mobile, Alabama.
Was it?
Yes, Mobile,
Alabama.
You
were in a coffee house, right?
WABB. I was working a coffee house. He came to see me. But he wouldn't play me.
Right, so were you angry at the beginning with him?
I did write a song about it.
So you said, play me, dude, come on. And then how did you get him to play you or befriend him?
Well, Nashville, he was very, very helpful. When I met him in Mobile, but then Nashville, when I was coming up, he was very, very helpful for me there.
Right, gotcha.
Yes.
And you've become, who would have thought, you're lifelong friends.
Lifelong friends, and we're still doing this. It's amazing.
I take him for a drink. Well, he drinks water, and I drink a margarita in Margaritaville in Orlando, Universal Studios.
All right.
And he always tells me the story about your coffee.
It's all true.
It's all true. You had a good time together, right?
Yeah, we sure did.
Well done, mate. Well, I love your energy, and it's a pleasure to be talking to all
of you. It's going to be fun to see this movie.
Yeah,
okay.
All right, good stuff. Mike.
Take care.
I was just worried about where he was going with that.
Yeah, I know.
I hadn't heard
you know what?
Yet.
I was looking through a song list because Brad told me he wrote a song for you but didn't get the name.
I'm not getting into that.
No, I found the song. If the phone doesn't ring, it's me.
It might be.
Not calling you back, buddy.
I think it's one you can't play on the radio.
Radio.com.
In the studio with us today is the self-proclaimed world champion comedian. You remember him?
Self-proclaimed.
He was Frank on the show 30 Rock, and he's got his own Netflix special going out right now. As a matter of fact, you know you made it when you got your Netflix special.
And he's doing Caroline's.
Judah Freelander, good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning.
What the heck's going on? Are you doing a movie? You got a new look.
Well, you know, I just have a lot of testosterone, so
You can't stop the beard growth?
No, I can't. You know, I've tried.
You shaved yesterday, right?
This morning. I shaved this morning. I already have a 2-foot beard. But, you know, some men like myself are just, you know, just so much testosterone.
You look like a mountain man now.
Well, you know, I do like mountains. And
a virile mountain man.
Yes, thank you.
That's wow, said they wouldn't let him up from the lobby. I said, because you look like a mass murderer.
I was held in the lobby for an hour. They would not let me up.
Did they cuff you?
You know, they had 5 security guards lined up there, and finally I looked them in the eye, and they were like, okay, you can go. They realized they did not want to go toe-to-toe with me. So here I am. Here I am.
Judah was raised in Gaithersburg, Maryland, right? That's where you're from?
No, it's the number one city in Maryland.
My sister-in-law lives there.
Really?
Yes.
See, what did I tell you? What did I tell you?
Around there. And then and now you're in Queens, right?
Actually, I'm in Manhattan right now.
Oh, you are.
But I've been in Queens for years. But right now I'm in Manhattan trying to buy a place. That's what I've been trying to
that's
do.
That's cool. But which is you have that kind of money? Wow.
No, I don't. And it's been a year and a half. I've been trying to buy a place. Like, what's so weird about New York is you think, like, oh, you want to buy a place? And, oh, you can buy a place. So it's like, so I remember just, like, last month, I tried to buy 2 places.
Right.
And couldn't buy either one of them.
Got outbid?
Yeah. And it's this blind bidding where, you know, like, they have the price of the place. You go to see it.
You think if I pay that, I'll get it.
And then I bid the asking price.
Right.
And then the broker comes back to me and says, okay, there's 1 or 2 other parties that have also bid the asking price. So now we're asking for your final
and best
offer.
Right.
And you have no idea what other people are going to bid.
Right.
So you just put out a blind number.
Right.
So I bid. I was going to go like, all right, I'm going to go 5% higher.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was thinking, well, maybe they're going to think 5% higher. I'm going to go 6% higher.
But what if they think 10?
Right. So then I was thinking, well, maybe they thought the same thing. I'm going to do 6.1% higher. And apparently I got outbid by a lot. And then that's it. And then I'm like, well, can I rebid? And they're like, nah, moving on. And I'm like, okay.
You lost it.
So it's like, if you see something that's like good,
right,
you're not going to get it.
Right.
Basically, that's how it works.
So look for the bad stuff.
Yeah. So, if you look for something that's just, you know.
Horrific.
Yeah, horrific. You know, it looks like, you know, it's just a total disaster zone. Mm-hmm. You got a chance. Then you have a chance.
Yeah, right. Well, then call HGTV. But, they'll come and redo it for you.
And if you look at something where, you know, you're like, hey, this looks like people can live here. Humans are allowed to live here.
So if you're looking for, if you really want to get a place, find a place that no one could live in. It's such a mess.
Yeah. Basically, need a condemned apartment or building.
Yeah, dangerous neighborhood.
Yeah.
I got a nice condemned apartment over here.
No, even if it's in a dangerous neighborhood.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's nice, you're still not going to get it.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's just crazy.
Talking to Judah Freelander, he's a comedian known as the world champion. Did anybody ever ask you what the hell you're the world champion of?
They do, and they usually never live to find out the answer.
That's why I'm not going to ask.
There you go.
Yeah. But it has happened a few times.
Why me?
You're the newest member of the show.
But lately I'm thinking, you know, I might have to be the next president. You know, I might have to do that. I think that's my new thing. Being the future president might be my next thing.
Oh.
World champion. You might have to. First world champion president.
Athlete. I'm an athlete. I think America needs an athlete for presidency, you know.
Yeah.
A country wants to negotiate with China, yet all these candidates have, and the president, they have no karate skills. You know, so
there
I'm an extra dark black belt in karate. I think I'm
extra
qualified.
Those are hard to find, a good extra dark.
Right, black.
Technically, you can't find it. It's impossible.
There's a reason.
Yep.
You're doing 5 stand-up shows at Caroline's?
Correct.
In one night?
Yep. Oh. 1 night. 5 in 1 night. Going for a record.
You're spreading them out a little bit, though.
Yeah, spreading them out. Yeah. What is it? 2 tomorrow, 2 Friday, 2 Saturday, 1 Sunday. So it's going to be fun.
And people can actually buy tickets and come see you?
That apparently that's how it works.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm not a math or a money guy, but apparently, apparently you show up and you pay, and then you can see the show.
Or you go to carolines.com.
Oh, great.
Do you make a lot of money being a comedian these days?
You know, it depends.
If you have a Netflix deal.
It's gig to gig. Well, even with Netflix, it depends.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's a lot of press out there for a few comics, you know, super famous comics get a lot. But there's a big drop off. What's good about Netflix is that it's worldwide for the most part. So
you can work all around the world.
Yeah. And I've been doing that. I mean, I've actually been doing that the past 7-8 years, but since my Netflix special came out, I've been doing it even more. And I did a 6-week European tour
last year.
Yeah, I did 5 cities in Sweden.
So you actually saw a correlation between the Netflix release and your popularity around the world.
I think it went up a bit. Yeah, which is great.
I hope.
Yeah.
Because now they know you.
Yeah, and being the world champion, I really should be playing everywhere in the world.
And so, future president.
Thank you.
I keep waiting for the big news that 30 Rock will be a reboot, but I don't hear it yet.
I don't think that's going to happen. I remember...
Tina Fey's too big?
No, I think, this is just my...
Your world champion?
Yeah, my take. Because I remember when we were filming the show, when the first season we were at the show... what was the show? Sex and the City was also filming there.
Right.
Or maybe they had just finished filming. I can't remember. But anyways, they were at the same studios. And I remember, I think about 2 or 3 seasons in, Sex and the City had done a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then they did another movie. And some people on 30 Rock were like, hey, Tina, think we'll ever do a movie version of this? And she was like, no. Not happening. So I always got the feeling when that show ended, the show ended. But who knows? Who knows?
Yeah.
But that's just my guess.
Everything else is coming back. Shows that were a lot less popular than 30 Rock are back.
Well, maybe I'll get on some of those. I'll do that.
Remember me when I was on Leave It to Beaver?
It's like, hey, I used to watch your show. Let me go on it.
He is the world champion. He is Judah Friedlander. You check him out. He's going to be at Caroline's on Broadway tomorrow night through Sunday night. Tickets at caroline.com. And the Netflix special is still out there. America's the Greatest Country in the United States is the name of it.
Yep.
Your work here is done, my friend.
Hey, thank you. Always great being here. Thanks so much.
See you.
Yep, winner.
This is the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.